recently I was on Australian Capital Tourism's Human Brochure campaign to Canberra. I went there with my daughter, Sabina, who's 21. We had a wonderful weekend. It was so indulgent. You have a free holiday and hang out together along with a heap of other what we referred to as humans. And we had an absolute ball. And we were on the adventure stream, so doing a few activities which enabled us to then enjoy the free food and wine that was on hand for us. Like I said, really wonderful time and thoroughly enjoyed it. But there was a purpose to it, and that was to get us to pimp out the information that we were experiencing on the social streams so that maybe other people might discover a few things about Canberra and maybe want to get down there. So I thought that it would be worth talking to some of the other people who I was there with and ask them what their thoughts. First of all, I spoke to several people at the farewell drinks that we had at the Crown Hotel. And then I caught up with a few people at the airport just as we were leaving to come back. So I've managed to cover three of the four streams. The one stream that I didn't get anybody for was the food and wine stream. But I managed to get some opinions about the other three streams. And I thought maybe I'd share those with you.
Hello.
Hi, how
are
you doing?
What's your name?
Kath.
And what's your Twitter handle?
It's Kathleen713.
How's it been, Kath?
It's been awesome.
Why? What would be the highlight?
Oh, I've got lots of highlights, but I really like the War Memorial. Yeah. I think being a bit older now from when last time I was there, I was in school, being a bit older now, a bit more appreciation for what's up there and a bit more respect for it as well.
Okay, cool. Thanks, Kath.
Touch it.
Hello.
Hello.
What's your name?
Eve.
Where are you from, Eve?
Germany.
Cologne.
It is.
What's your Twitter handle?
I don't have a Twitter.
Excellent.
Is it?
Tell us what your thoughts are being here as a tourist from Deutschland.
It's great. I had a great weekend. I was up Adelaide and it was great being here in Canberra. First time.
What was the highlight?
I think the mountain biking yesterday. That was great. Big fun, yeah. And a little bit scary, but... and we joined the beginners group.
Would you recommend people come to Canberra? And would you come back if you have an opportunity?
I would. It's a nice place. I love the lake today. You should come and see it. We went to the government parliament house, yeah. Yeah. It's really good to see it. It's a capital.
Yeah, it's a beautiful building.
It is. Yeah, the city is great. I like it. Thank you.
Hello.
What's your name?
My name's Anil. A-N-I-E-L.
What did you think of the weekend?
Oh, weekend was bloody awesome.
What's the best thing?
The people, the adventure, the mountain biking, and... the amount of food we ate, but we just kept eating and going crazy. And singing happy birthday to Jenny three times in one day was brilliant.
Would you recommend people come and check the place out?
Oh, man, they better come to Canberra. It's a hidden gem. Hidden gem.
What's your name?
Brad, at Platonica.
How's the weekend for you, Brad? What was your favourite bit?
My favourite bit? Segway. I can't go past the Segway.
You were on it just after I was on it. It was different, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was amazing. Yeah.
I've never been on a Segway before.
Me either. But that was my highlight for
that
the weekend.
That was the highlight. Yeah. Better than the bike riding yesterday?
Yeah. Considering the amount of skin I left behind on the mountain, definitely. Yeah. No, it was good.
Would you recommend people come back?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I love Canberra. It's totally not what I expected. It's, really, really good place.
Any criticisms?
Yeah, Wi-Fi. There's no Wi-Fi here. Something the ACT guys really should look at, I reckon. Actually. Everywhere you go, there's not one restaurant that has Wi-Fi in it. Other than that, fantastic.
Hello.
Hello.
What's your name?
Belinda. At Bella _K.
How's the weekend been for you, Belinda?
It's been good. It's very enjoyable and fun.
And the highlight for you?
I really enjoyed the amazing race, you know, working with the team and stuff and winning. That was great fun.
But you didn't want the balloon ride, did you?
No, I didn't get the balloon ride, no.
No. Did you want the balloon ride?
I would have liked the balloon ride, but not for right now. Maybe next year.
Right. Yep. And your thoughts, any criticisms or recommendations?
No criticisms. What we've seen has been really nice. Canberra's been really great. All the food and stuff has been really good. I really liked the mountain biking and stuff. That's definitely something that people should check out if they come. So it was great fun.
Thanks, Belinda.
That's all right.
Hello, what's your name?
Stephen Bishop.
Yeah, you put a handle?
I have a handle. It's Bisho1970.
How's the weekend been for you?
The weekend has been absolutely awesome. It exceeded my expectations. You almost think you'd be pandered to and, you know, the red carpet treatment would be out there. But what we've had is we've been just given opportunities to enjoy ourselves and go on these adventures. And, you know, and they've been great fun. We left to our own devices. They haven't said to us, you know, we want you to rank us like this or give us, you know, X scores out of 10. It's, if we felt something wasn't up to scratch, we could have easily said so and it would have been out there in public. Definitely the mountain biking. That really is a hidden gem here. It's been really good. The staff at the hotel have been fantastic. The whole crew here that's looked after has done a great job. So it's been brilliant, really good.
Would you recommend Canberra for other people?
Absolutely, most definitely. And even, you know, for Trudy and I, you know, double income, no kids, it's not a problem. There's heaps for us to do. It's not just for families or people going to watch museums or for the food. You know, you can be a young, energetic couple, go out there, come to Canberra and have a good time, have a really good time.
Hello, what's your name?
Luke Freeman.
What's your Twitter handle?
Luke Freeman.
That's easy.
How's the week been for you, Luke?
The weekend's been lovely. Just really good to get down to Canberra. Amazing trip out on the mountain bikes out in Mount Stromlo. And really good, amazing people, lots of fun, really outgoing, lots of food, kind of in a food coma moment right now. Really great selection of people, just fantastic.
Would you recommend people come and check out Canberra?
Absolutely. Like, if nothing else, you have to come at some point, see the nation's capital. But we're trying to get to Parliament House before we leave. Yeah, make sure we've been there. But definitely come down, especially the outdoor stuff. I didn't realise was as good as it is. Getting out in the national park and all that, it's fantastic. Wish I'd gone up Mount Ainslie as well.
It was good. It was a great walk. It was a beautiful view from up there.
I saw your photo.
A good photo.
Yes, indeed. Great view.
Thanks for coming along. Good to meet you.
Excellent. Thank you very much.
Hello, ladies. What are your names?
I'm Joni Freeman, and I live in Sydney, but I'm originally from British Columbia, Canada, at The Three Cheeses, which is my food blog.
My name is Katie Louis. I'm originally from San Francisco, but I'm traveling in Australia right now.
Twitter handle?
It's TKLEWWEE.
How's it been for you? And from an international point of view, too.
I think it's been absolutely lovely. I mean, you don't have to have an international angle to know that lots of good food and wine and the sights are amazing. Canberra certainly feels like a capital city. I've actually compared it in my mind quite a lot to Victoria, which is the capital of British Columbia. It has that kind of very easy to live in, very green, very open sort of city feel.
This is my last weekend here in Australia, and I think without the human brochure, I would have never came to Canberra. And now that I've been to Canberra, I can see why people need to come here. When we did the Amazing Race, there were so many different things about Canberra that I haven't known about that I never would have thought of. So it was just really, really fun.
Thanks, ladies.
What's your name?
G-R-U-M.
G-R-U-M.
You're from Perth.
That's right, Perth, Western Australia, not Scotland. Because, you know, those two places get confused so much.
Is there a Perth in Scotland?
Yes, and a Perth in Tasmania too.
I didn't know that.
Oh, now you do.
I do. How's the weekend been for you, Grum?
Absolutely exhausting, but fun. Lots of fun. Human brochuring is something that everyone should do. The chances are only 500 people can do it, but, you know, if you can do it, go and do it.
What's been the highlight?
The mountain bike riding. I didn't think I would be able to do it, but, that was fun. I thought I was going to die. Yes, we're on the adventure activity stream, and, well, the food is just amazing. The amount of food, sorry. Hotel accommodation, it's all right. I've had better. Canberra itself, the perceptions that I had of this place then, before the trip and now, has completely changed. Except for the fact that it is a small country town, but it has a lot of facilities and amenities out there that I really didn't know, and the museums. They're great. They're amazing, and it's worth the trip. Just jump on the Centenary bus, route number 10, and it goes to all the spots in Canberra. So they stop off, I think, once every half hour, so you can just jump on and off on the bus for free and visit all the monuments and the parks and all the galleries. It's the perfect mode of transport if you just wanted to visit what truly is Canberra.
Thanks, Crum.
Cheers.
What's your name?
Mitch.
What's your handle?
I don't have one.
You're not on Twitter?
No, I've never even opened the website.
Oh, okay. So how's it been for you being on a bit of the organising team?
Oh, it's been great. Couldn't have asked for a better group of people. Everyone's just had fun. Everyone's been laid back and, you know, just chill out with everyone. It's been great.
So even though it's been part of your work, it's been good fun?
Great fun. Yep, love it. Ready for bed, though.
It's like that, isn't it? Thanks, Mitch.
Thanks, mate.
Hello. What's your name?
My name's Matt.
And you're?
I'm the general manager at the Crown Plaza.
where we've been staying, and you've been looking after us so exceptionally well.
Well, thank you very much. No, obviously, we're pleased to have that impression.
Thank you. Thank you. How has the Human Brochure gig been for you?
Oh, we thought it was a fantastic initiative from ACT Tourism, and we were champing at the bit to be as involved as we possibly could. We actually put our hand up to be involved in both versions of it, but we're invited to be part of this version, so we're thrilled to have been able to do that. We've got a bit of an automatic link with a lot of the adventure stuff because we have a link with a lot of the cycling world, and there's a lot of cycling stuff that goes on in Canberra as well as sort of endurance events. So they chose us for the adventure group, which we were excited about. We tried to get as involved as possible, although you guys have had such a busy schedule. Getting involved wasn't that easy.
Because we've really only just breezed in and out at the end of the day and a little bit in between.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. And hopefully not feeling too rushed around, but having time to sort of absorb some of it.
Has it been worthwhile for you from a business point of view?
I don't think there's any way it could not be. I don't have a full appreciation of how much activity is out there and what sort of scope or how many people that might touch. But even the tiny bit that I've seen, say, on Friday afternoon and this morning before coming into work today, shows me that couldn't be more worthwhile.
I noticed you were engaging with us. Unlike a lot of the smaller places, the restaurants and the like, who probably really don't understand it, you were engaging with us before we even arrived.
Yep.
The only other place that was doing the same was the Australian War Memorial.
Oh, okay.
Was that a strategy that you had from the get-go to get on to us from the beginning?
Absolutely. As I said, when we decided to be part of it, we wanted to be a big part of it. Would I say that we're experts in the social space? No, we're not. But I think we've got some expertise and we try very hard and we're genuine and keen. So I'm glad to see that it was noticed because we have a team in Sydney, we have a team here in the building. Our desire to get into it as much as possible wasn't only in terms of being involved in the physical activity, obviously, but trying to make it work on the medium that it is.
Thanks for being part of Human Brochure and thanks for having us in your hotel.
No, thank you for the opportunity to host you. It's been awesome.
Hello, who are you?
I'm Chrissy Dunaway.
And your Twitter handle?
Fiddlegirl, F-D-D-L-G-R-L.
What have you been doing this weekend, Chrissy?
Well, we were on the arts and culture stream. It was really great. There were certain aspects that were much better than others, but I think all in all it was a really great opportunity and I'm grateful to have seen everything that we did.
Let's just let people know about your accent, eh?
Oh, yes. I'm from America. I lived here in Australia for, almost 4 years now. Yeah.
What would you say about Canberra from an American's point of view?
About Canberra? It's kind of interesting because it actually reminds me of Washington, D.C., the layout of the city. And I know that an American...
Walter Burley Griffin.
That's right, planned the city. So a lot of aspects and some of the architecture even sort of is reminiscent of particularly Washington, D.C. and some other places in the U.S.
Do you think it's a good idea people come here?
I do. It's kind of, I don't know, we've had a lot of conversations about this. What is it worth, you know, a plane trip from Brisbane or any other place? I think the number one draw is the National Gallery of Art. It was fantastic. We've been there twice now. The permanent collection is just really amazing. They have, of course, the famous Jackson Pollock's Blue Poles there, which we always sort of sit there for a half hour and just absorb the painting. That's worth it. And there are some great impressionist and modern and everything in between. Sculpture, the sculpture garden is really incredible. I think our criticism about how the Human Brochure thing was planned is that we only got to see the Lautrec exhibition for maybe an hour, if that. Yeah, that was a little bit disappointing.
Would you recommend people come to Canberra, the Australians and internationals?
I think Australians, definitely. I would recommend it, yeah. International, like say my people in the U.S., my friends and family, if they were to come to Australia, I probably would recommend that they go to Melbourne and Sydney and, of course, Brisbane because I'm there. But I think it would be third on the list of places to visit for cities, and that's not even counting like the natural wonders of Australia, which I think that's what a lot of foreign visitors are here for.
Thanks, Chrissy.
You're welcome.
Cameron Riley, Twitter handle Cameron Riley. Yeah, look, we've been to Canberra twice now, 6 days in total, at the expense of ACT Tourism, and we'd like to thank them for that. It was very generous. And we've had a good time. But I keep feeling the whole thing was ill-conceived or ill-planned, not really executed very well. It was a bit sort of sloppy. And maybe that's just growing pains. Maybe it's just us. Maybe other people really, really enjoyed it. But, you know, I keep thinking that it should have been or could have been a lot more profound coming to the capital of Australia, the capital city. I don't really feel that they enlightened me at all to the history of Australia. Pick up a copy of Robert Hughes's The Fatal Shore and read about the European invasion of Australia was like. I mean, it's an amazing story that the capital city should be telling. Maybe it does tell, but we didn't get to see it. There was nothing about Indigenous culture in either the stream that we did in October, the adventure stream or the art and culture stream, nothing about Indigenous. The only Indigenous representation we saw all weekend was as they were trying to load us on the bus at Old Parliament House. We ran down to the tent embassy and took a few photos. And one of the guys from the tent embassy said to us, bring the whole busload down. We'll come and we'll do a fire dance and we'll talk to you. And Chris is like, we'd love to, but they're moving us on. So that's disappointing. If the capital city of Australia isn't centering itself around the 60,000-year history of our original peoples, then that says a lot about Australia's culture. We didn't learn a great deal about the democratic process. We did get a glimpse of the Prime Minister's office and we got to talk to one of her senior advisors for 10 minutes, which was one of the highlights. But again, I just felt we could have learnt a lot more about the inner workings of the political process, the journey that Australia has been on over the last 60,000 years and last couple of hundred years in particular. It was a bit vacuous, a bit shallow for my money. I think a capital city, it can't really compete with Sydney or Melbourne or the Gold Coast and Brisbane and their natural wonders or their multiculturalism or beaches or whatever it is. It really, all it has going for it is being the capital city. It should really be focusing on educating or making Australians aware about our history and the gritty truth, the vision, where do we go to from here, some of the great challenges, great successes. I don't know.
Did they mention to you whether it's possible to come back and do more in-depth exploration of different things?
Well, I got no indication either at the current Parliament House or the old Parliament House that that was even an option. They give you a tour and it's more of a historical tour, you know, this is this room and this is that room and this is this sanitised version of it. And look, maybe I am cynical, you know, that is, I am known for being cynical. But I just have this feeling that there's so much more that you could do with Canberra. Maybe it's not the fault of ACT Tourism, maybe it doesn't exist here and so they've had to make the best with what they have.
Should they have gone less topics and deeper content for the few topics that they did?
Look, you know, when we first found out that we'd won the trips, we actually thought it would be not a guided thing, that they would just say, well, here's $500, here's a bunch of things that we recommend going to, which would have suited us a lot better. You're always going to struggle to nail everybody's interest, so you're going to end up watering it down for everybody, I think. I think we could have tailored a much better three-day weekend for ourselves. So, yeah, look, I think that it's always going to be a challenge to make everybody happy. But I just I'm left with the feeling, Ian, that there's a much, much bigger, more profound, important story that Canberra as a destination should be responsible for telling. That is why every Australian should come to Canberra, is to really learn the true meaning of what Australia was, is, wants to be. It should be where you learn what being an Australian means, whether you're like Chrissy and you're, you know, in the process of becoming an Australian, whether you were born here, whether you're Indigenous, whether you're first generation Australian of ethnic parents. It should be a much more of a profound experience. And I, you know, I still, after 6 days here, if somebody back home in Brisbane said, well, why should I go to Canberra, apart from blue poles, I really wouldn't know what to tell them. I don't know what Canberra offers that Melbourne or Sydney or Brisbane doesn't offer.
So if there is this big chunk of information that you've missed out on because of only the two trips, you know, there's lots of Canberra you haven't seen, should they have given you, okay, you've seen this, but you've missed all of this, and these are more reasons for coming back?
Well, what I'm saying is that should have been the main reason that we should have all come here. I mean, if you're going to bring people to Canberra and create impetus for them to tell other people to come to Canberra, it should be more. I mean, there has to be a unique differential. Putting my marketer's hat on here, what I'm saying is I don't think I understand yet what Canberra's unique differential is. And I've asked all the ACT people that we've been in contact with over the last two trips, including the CEO, and none of them have been able to tell me.
I think that pretty well wraps it up. Well said.
You're welcome. But, you know, again, I'm not griping. Free holiday. I mean, we've had a great time.
Thanks, Cam.
You're welcome, Ian. Thank you.
Hello, kids. What's your names?
Grace. Theo.
Hello, Grace and Theo. Hey, you've just been doing the family stream this weekend. How was it for you?
We went to Questacon.
And what's Questacon all about? Come closer.
It's like science stuff.
Yeah?
And also when we went there, we saw the robot that had the scream, and if you pushed on something like hello, then it says that.
And then we pushed the Star Wars 2 button, it acted like Darth Vader.
Right, right. Was Questacon really, really good, was it?
Yes.
And where else did you go other than Questacon?
The gallery.
Yeah.
You learned about olden day stuff. Captain Cook.
Yeah.
Who's Captain Cook? Remind me, I've forgotten. I'm getting old.
He was the captain who...
He's gone to ask his mum.
He discovered Australia.
That's right, he discovered the east coast of Australia. And so that was at the gallery. So you saw the painting of Captain Cook, did you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, we went on the air balloon.
Air balloon.
You had a balloon ride?
Yeah. Even when we landed, it was kind of like bumpy. And
I wanted to go for a balloon ride. How come I didn't get the balloon ride, but you did?
It's because we winned it.
You what?
Winned
it. They just picked someone.
Who won it?
Daddy.
What, your dad won a free hot air balloon for all of you?
All of us went on it.
I reckon you, as a family, are the luckiest family here. Can I talk to your mum now? Find out what she thinks? Hello, Mum.
Hello.
What's your name?
Janine.
Do you have a Twitter handle?
No, I'm a Facebook person and blog and,
Okay. How was it for you being on the family stream with the kids and the hubby?
Oh, it was awesome.
How was the organisation from a family point of view?
Everything was covered. Yeah. Amazing. Absolutely amazing. All the food, there were things that I didn't even think about, and they just came out and they just had it all organised. Things like I had maps printed, just in case we wanted to walk back from the park, and we did.
I was going to say, did they look after the adult taste?
Yeah, absolutely. Right. Yeah, they did. I haven't really been involved in an event that's been this long where nothing's really gone wrong. No hitches.
Which hotel were you at?
Adina Hotels. We've been on holidays, we've gone overseas. I could say that this is... probably up there as our top event.
Wow.
Probably up there as our top sort of family event.
Okay, let's just take it away from the whole weekend and that organisation. What about coming here to Canberra as a family? What do you think of that as an idea?
Yeah, it's worth it. What I was saying to some of the organisers was the thing about Canberra is when you're a family is that you can drive everywhere and you can park. Everything is so easy to get to. You can't really get your head around that you're actually in a city with 300,000 people, because really when you're driving around going to places, you think you're in this sort of small place, but actually you're in quite a large city. It's not that small. I was really surprised. We were coming here, it was going to be all about the kids and all about the families and all that, and I've enjoyed everything almost more than my kids, because, you know, like the Institute of Sport today, that was just fantastic to go to. We went to go under to see the cameras, what they actually do under there, and then we went and spoke to one of the world champion gymnasts who was doing some of his stuff, and he was talking to us, answering our questions. Most people who go on tour don't do that. That was just one event of many that we did.
Thanks for being part of Human Brochure.
Oh, yeah, it was awesome. Do it again. Are they going to do it again? Ask us again.
So that's the general consensus. Yes, we all had a wonderful time. We had such a wonderful time. It was purely indulgent. And that's the way it was intended to be, because they couldn't afford to make any mistakes because we had so much social presence.
I've already spoken about this on my wrapping up boo, so if you want to go back and have a bit of a listen to my personal thoughts, that's probably the best place to go, because I've already had my piece. This audio boo is all about getting some other people's opinions out to you and sharing their stories with you. Hope you've enjoyed. Thanks to Australian Capital Tourism for the Human Brochure campaign. Thanks for being so generous to give 500 humans an opportunity to go and see Canberra. I truly did enjoy myself. I have minimal reservations. It was a complete indulgence, so I'm grateful for that indulgence. Whether you'd enjoy Canberra, well, that's up to you. But I think there's a lot in Canberra for every Australian. And for visitors from overseas, I think there's something there as well. Mind you, there's a lot in Australia, and Canberra is one of those places that I think is worth going to have a visit. And it really was wonderful to spend some time with my now adult daughter and really have such a wonderful time with all the new people I met.